I've been thinking about this jolly quince, you know, and as I listened to my own message about the quince and making jelly, it struck me very forcefully that many of us are very much like a quince, hard as nails. And even when the flesh is peeled off and boiled down and shoved through a sieve, there remains the stone. A stony heart in the centre of us. But God said, didn't he, somewhere in Jeremiah, I will give you a heart of flesh in replacement for that heart of stone. We've got a new heart. It's just that by the choices we make, we're still living from the heart of stone. I can't get away from this, that we are making choices that are continuing us in our carnality, our negativity, our passivity, our procrastination, our hard-heartedness, and we're full of unbelief. Because if we make choices from that hard heart, we're making it from a heart of unbelief. Got to be a change, guys. We've got to start living in the new. You have the seed, the DNA of the very God of the universe himself within you. And you get to choose where you're going to live from. There's no way that you're going to cross the Jordan and go into Canaan's land unless you make the choice to put your foot on the land and step into the promised land that Jesus has won for you. And to do that, mixing metaphors and parables and all sorts of things, like the blind man, you have got to let go of that cloak that has supported you. Do you know that blind man had to throw away the way he got his needs met in order to get his sight back? There is always a cost to getting your sight back. And you've got to throw away your begging bowl and your cloak, and you've got to step out believing that you are a new creation in Christ, and now everything is governed by that. So how are you doing this morning? Which life are you living? The old one or the new one?